I'm walking downtown, a spring in my step on this lovely spring day. My earbuds are in, jacket open, and I'm holding the straps of my backpack as I walk down the street, practically dancing, while I listen to the most upbeat music possible. Everyone around me probably just sees another commuter. Girl with a laptop going to the train. Little do they know, my backpack? Not just carrying a laptop. Because I'm not going to the train and going home. No commuting today. I'm going to meet you. As I walk into the hotel lobby, I take my earbuds out and put them in my pocket. I walk right up to the reception desk. Hi, my name is Poplars. My boyfriend said that I should give you my name because he already checked in. Immediately, I was given a card and told to take the elevator up to the 6th floor. Perfect. When I get to room 603, I think about knocking, but instead I just let myself right in. It's like this is our home. Not a fancy hotel room where we're going to be for no more than 2 hours. I walk in and you're already here. You've taken your suit jacket off and you smile so big when you see me. I kiss you. Start taking off all of my things. Tell you how my day's going. I'm so excited to see you, babe. Do you want to see what I brought? That's when I empty my bag. Vibrator. Dildo. Clit sucker vibrator, butt plug. What do you think? You gonna choose a size today, babe? Let's hold that for later. Next is a bottle of lube. And then I grab my sexy lingerie and I bring it with me to the bathroom. Now, the reason that we chose this hotel room is because of the bathroom. Well, kind of. Partitioning the sink and toilet from the rest of the room is a giant glass shower. Crystal clear glass on 3 walls. And ever since I saw a picture of the shower, I knew that I wanted to be inside of it and have somebody watch me. So I brought my lingerie to the bathroom. But I left it on the counter. You've gone over to sit on the bed now. And as I remove my clothes, ever so slowly. You sit on the edge of the bed and you start to unbutton your shirt. I get completely naked. And then I turn around and brush my teeth. Just making you watch me a little bit more before I put on a show. By the time I turn around, you've undressed down to your boxers. And you've positioned the pillows on the bed for you to have a nice, good seat. I get in the shower and pretend like I don't see you. Oh, it's been a long day. And the rain shower head is just washing away all of the stress. God, it feels so good. I let the water run over me. My hair is wet, water running down my face. It's a little cold though. So I turn it up and it starts to get steamy. I'm not just letting the water run across my body anymore. I'm letting my hands run across my body too. I caress my skin, rub across my arms, down my sides. Cupping each breast, playing with my nipples just a little. I'm not looking at you. My eyes are closed and I'm just enjoying my body. Every once in a while, I take my hand and I wipe away the steam on the glass so that I know you're getting a good look. As I get myself more and more turned on, it's not even me touching myself, it's you watching me. It's so arousing. I put one of my hands against the glass. And I slide another down between my legs. I flick my clit. And oh my God, does it feel good? I slide a finger inside my pussy. I pull it out and rub my clit. Do it over and over. With my eyes closed and hand pressed against the glass, I come. I come as the water is running down my body. Just a gentle little come. One orgasm, one inviting orgasm. because I open my eyes and I see you watching me. You've been gently stroking yourself. And then I ask you, are you coming, babe? You were off the bed before the words even left my mouth. As soon as you're in the shower, you're all over me. You're kissing me, running your hands across my body, touching me everywhere. You turn me around. My hands brace myself against the glass. I thought you were going to start fingering me from behind. Maybe press your body against mine and cup my breasts. Nope. You surprise the hell out of me and get down on your knees. And you start eating my ass. Fuck. I was not prepared. And I was so excited. It feels so fucking good. I can barely stand up. My top half is now pressed against the glass. I can't hold myself up with my hands anymore. I reach between my legs and I'm rubbing my clit. Oh, I'm moaning so loud. It feels so fucking good. I come once, and your fingers are inside my pussy. And I come again. And then your fingers are in my ass. And I come again. Oh, fuck, I can't stop. You make me come until I can barely stand. Finally, you stand up. You turn me around. And you kiss my neck. And you whisper in my ear. Is that good, babe? Oh, fuck yeah, it was good. I want more. You clean up, wash your body, wash your face. You wash my body. We dry off and go over to the bed. This is the part we've been talking about. The part you've been fantasizing about. I brought all of these toys so that we could fill me up. Butt plug, and you in my pussy. Dildo in my ass, and you in my pussy. Dildo in my pussy, you in my ass. So many possibilities. You lay me down on my back, and you go down on me. Licking my pussy, fingering me. One, two more orgasms. Not that I'm counting. And you climb up on top of me. And you slide your cock into my pussy. You just want a taste. Babe, it's not the plan. Yeah, I know. You stand up and look at all the toys I brought. And you decide that you want my giant 8-inch long blue and purple dildo in my ass while you are inside my pussy. That's what you want. I get on my hands and knees. Because first you want to watch. You've already primed me, so I lube up the dildo. And slowly, I start to slide it in my ass. You're sitting in a chair. The watching chair. As I slide this giant dildo in and out of my ass. Oh, and it feels so fucking good. You gave me my clit sucker vibe. So that's on my clit, dildo in my ass, and I'm gonna come so hard. You come and lay down on the bed. And I climb on top of you to ride you. The dildo's not going to be able to stay in. You picked the wrong thing, babe. That's okay. Take the dildo out. And I put one of the butt plugs in. I climb on top of you and slide your cock inside of me. You can feel the plug. And I can feel how tight everything is. Oh, I start to ride you. My hands on my breasts. I lean forward and your hands are on my breasts. And your mouth. Oh, and your hands run up and down my body. So I'm grinding down on you. Our bodies slamming together. I lay down across your chest. You hold me against you. Will you thrust up from underneath me? I come again and again and again. And I sit up, put my hands on your chest. And I look you in the eye. And I tell you to come. Come with me, baby. I want you to come deep inside of me. Please, can we come together? I want to feel your cum inside my pussy. That's right, baby. You can do it, baby. Come on, will you come with me? Oh, come on. Come with me, baby. Oh, God, I want us to come together so bad. Please. Please. The begging does it. You grab my hips. You thrust up hard into me. And you give me your sweet, delicious cum deep inside my pussy. I collapse down onto your chest. You give me a sweet kiss on the forehead. And I roll over next to you. We lay there for a little bit. Your cum dripping out of me. Eventually, our mid-afternoon rendezvous needs to come to an end, though. So I get up and take one more shower. While you get dressed and watch me.